Good morning, America. This is Peter Eyre calling from the Peter Eyre Down Under show, live from Australia. The time here is 8:30 in the evening. Again, we've had a glorious day, beautiful day, the sort of perfect spring day that everyone looks forward to, although we're well into spring now. And I can see on to the west a nice, beautiful red sky. The sun's gone down, heading your way. And unfortunately, you guys are up early in the morning, and some of you have been travelling tonight. Just want to get a couple of ads out of the way before we start the show. Just to recap again, that my website, www.air, spelled E-Y-R-E, airinternational.wordpress.com, and where you can purchase your gold bullion and silver bullion requirements, the only investment, the only way to go now. And I reiterate again that check it out yourself, look at the graphs historically over many, many years, and then look at the Far East, China, Japan, Southeast Asia, and look what those guys are doing on the topic of gold and silver bullion. They're buying it up like you wouldn't know, whereas we in the West tend to rely on investments in oil, gas and mining, which has quite a few pitfalls, and of course currency, which is highly speculative and has great risk. So enough of that. Allicin C, the other product advertised, wonderful natural antibiotic for the heart, for the circulatory system, and good food for the brain, and one of the few natural products that have been able to combat MRSA, that deadly bug that we frequently had in England in the hospitals due to, would you believe, poor hygiene. I guess you avoid hospitals now. You're supposed to go to hospital to get better. But in the case of England, with what was going on with our MRSA, etc., I think it was a case of going to hospital to become very sick, if not passed away. Okay, the lines are open right from the start. No set agenda. It's your show. Please phone in. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We had our first caller from the UK last night. He was on for quite a while. I haven't had any calls yet from New Zealand or from Australia, from these neck of the woods, or anyone in Southeast Asia. The broadcast primarily is around the US, but of course it's it can be picked up worldwide. And looking at my web page and the graph, I've got the globe pretty well covered at the moment, so it's just a matter of getting the voice out about this new show on RBN. I'd like again to thank RBN for allowing me to be privileged to come on the network, the Truth Radio, one of the few that really get the message home. And also RBN, whilst I'm still on the topic before we go to our first break, are in desperate need of donations. Their equipment is quite obsolete. I've spoken to their general manager, and they require about 40,000 to upgrade the equipment there. I'm not sure where they're at the moment, but they might be up near the halfway mark by now. And any donation whatsoever, just a dollar if you wish, anything, keep them afloat, keep the flagship flying, because it's imperative that Truth Radio continues to exist. Otherwise, it will just become cheap and also come to the Zionist media that we listen to each and every day with all the concocted stories. I did start the show last night talking about my latest article, What Future Lies Ahead for the Victims of NATO and IDF. But we've got a break coming up, so we'll have the break first.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Welcome back to the Peter Eyre Garden and the Show, coming live from Australia. The time 20:38 here, and early morning over in the US. For all you long distance drivers, truck drivers, local delivery drivers, night workers, especially the emergency services. I'm sure some of you are listening to RBN. Give us a call. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Any topic you like. And I'll just recap on one advert, which I'll do before we continue with the show. British scientist Peter Josling developed a way to stabilize an antiviral, antibacterial substance that you get from garlic. It's referred to as allicin, and for the first time in history, it was incorporated into his flagship product, which is called Allicin C, available through my website, www.airinternational.wordpress.com. This is suitable for your family, for your pets, even down to the age of three. Available for this product is microbe destroying and the healing power of garlic multiplied many times over. One tiny capsule of Allicin C gives the equivalent health benefits of eating 36 cloves of fresh raw garlic. It's captured at that moment of crushing, very difficult to capture, can only be done in a laboratory, and so you can benefit from that. It's strongly antiviral, antifungal, and antiparasitic. It's been scientifically proven in a double-blind study to reduce the number and severity of the duration of common colds It fights all types of diseases. It's good for MRSA. MRSA certainly doesn't like it. It can ease arthritic pain and swelling, harmful to cancer cells, people and animals, whatever. And even in animals and in humans, there's less chance of being bitten by mosquitoes, fleas and ticks, etc. So enough said of that, a brief introduction to myself. I spent 9 years in the British military, over 45 years in senior executive and management roles, covering almost every industry. I've carried out humanitarian work in southern India. I've been a political advisor and an expert in aviation and the marine industry. Currently, I've opted for investigative journalism and a broadcaster, and also an expert in Middle Eastern affairs and in geopolitics, and of course the New World Order. Okay, so the lines are open, 800-313-9443 if you want to ring in. I'd love to hear from you, just to prove that I'm not talking to myself. That would be nice. I did start a story off last night, but I got a call from a guy in the UK, so I'll just refresh on that one and go into it. It's basically what future lies ahead for the victims of NATO and the IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Forces. In particular, the countries affected by NATO, Somalia, Balkans, Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan, North Pakistan, North India, Yemen, Lebanon, Gaza, and Libya of late. And of course it doesn't stop there, because it goes around the world as well. And if one listens to the NATO conman, Secretary General Anders Rasmussen, you'll see where I'm coming from, and the article there. Okay. What I did want to point out to you is that these two organizations, NATO and the IDF, are both the military arm and with strong connections to the New World Order. And so when they go into action, it's not necessarily anything to do with our own desires or our own ambitions. It's purely to back up a New World Order long-term policy, geopolitical policy. And of course, the UN is part of the New World Order. They are the international administrators, and the World Health are the medical side, who, in conjunction with UNICEF, make recommendations for inoculations and various other things in third world countries, which we always feel is doing the right thing. But history has taught us a lesson that with the Agenda 21, which is the UN's main program backed by UNICEF and pretty well all the New World people involved, is a mass depopulation program. And so the inoculation program, including Microsoft leader, have pumped money into these inoculation programs, and most of the inoculations are highly toxic, with an ingredient that's linked to mercury. And so, you know, we have to be aware of that. What I found remarkable is that this axis of evil has even more wars in their gun sights, with Syria, Iran, Yemen, Sudan still on the cards, all of which were planned in America over 20 years ago by Paul Wolfowitz and his cabal at the Project for the New American Century. You have to fully understand that statement, because what is being put over as the excuse now for going in, i.e. Iran and its nuclear development, and Syria for its so-called out-of-control dictator, the same story we heard in Libya, is an absolute farce. The Project for the New American Century plays a major part in your foreign policy. And of course, by the New World Order, controls the UN and all its outlets. I've already stated those, WHO, UNICEF, UNDP, etc. You should take time out to read the introduction to this organization. Just type in your search engine, Project for the New American Century. It gives a description of itself, It doesn't really show you how powerful it is, but you will learn from studying it just how powerful it is. The Project for the New America is, quote, a non-profit educational organization dedicated to a new fundamental proposition that American leadership is good both for America and for the world, and that such leadership requires military strength, diplomatic energy, and commitment to moral principles. Not sure about the moral principles, because I don't think any morals came into it with Libya. If we can recall, they harped on the fact that this was a humanitarian effort where somewhere in the region of 5,000 people had died, and yet after the launch of the attack by NATO forces, approximately 50,000 had died, and with the use of depleted uranium and tactical nuclear weapons, that death toll is going to keep hiking up, because the entire country was nuked, as were adjacent countries as well. So despite NATO and the IDF telling us that depleted uranium has not been used, although they've come round to agreeing with us now, we find that the evidence in all the theatres of war, of the wars, prove otherwise. The Balkans is an excellent example in how NATO deceived the world in denying its usage. Evidence was eventually produced, and they were forced to admit to its extensive usage. The UNEP were called in twice to evaluate the locations and levels of contamination. The first report revealed gross neglect in not testing known DU-contaminated military vehicles, and also the fact that they only carried out selective sampling at respective roadside locations. I think the operators from UNEP, excuse me, at the time, were clearly walking around with very dark sunglasses and missed many of the hotspots. On the second visit, was much more in depth, but its final report concluded that low-level radiation, such as DU, did not present itself as a health hazard to humans. This early assessment would not only prove incorrect, but it would also reveal that the methods used were totally outdated. In the article, you'll see a description as to what depleted uranium is. I won't go into that. It's self-descriptive. If you want to go to my website, www.airinternational.wordpress.com, and you can look it up yourself. And these weapons are still in full production. To give some comparison as to how harmful DU can be, we can revisit the report that was published last year. The reader will clearly see the medical status pre-Balkans war and the post-evidence. This comparison has been repeated in so many areas of conflict, with the best example being the pre- and post-medical reports from southern Iraq centred on Basra area. We see time and time again that the UN failed in its ability to represent its members and their respective populations. Simple logic has now revealed that low-level radiation, such as DU, is certainly a major health hazard, and that an independent inquiry is urgently required. It must be carried out without any involvement by respective governments, departments of defense, military, or representatives from the nuclear industry. It should be monitored under the watchful eye of a select committee with total media transparency. I don't think there's much chance of that happening. However, having spoken with many people in England from the Balkans and having friends there and who go back there on a regular basis, I was quite alarmed by a report that was published way back in 2008 in one of the local newspapers. It says that in 1999, NATO carried out 78-day shelling of Serbia and Kosovo. They allegedly used depleted uranium, which continues to kill people. We've got a break coming up, so I'll read this article to you after the break.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Good morning, America. Welcome back to the Peter Eyre Down Under Show, coming to you live from Australia, hence the Down Under. The time here is almost 5 minutes to nine, and for you, it's an ungodly hour in the morning. I'd just like to point out to you on my website that there is also reference to a book regarding family survival course during troubled times or major events. And it's quite interesting because it reveals the ex-military's shocking secrets about the food crisis. I won't tell you any more about it. It's there if you want to have a look at it. And also, there's another one relating to the truth about six-pack ABS, stomach muscles, etc. Okay, the lines continue to be open. If someone would like to call in and say hello, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'd love to hear from you. Change the topic. Cross-examine me, whatever you want. This is a live show. Put me on the spot. Or you might even get a compliment. Who knows? Okay, back to the story. I was relating to the contamination of all the war zones that have been ongoing since the Balkans, and what NATO and the Israeli Defense Force have left behind for the residents. To continue that story, there was a publication made in 2008 in Croatia in a magazine called Javno, and it referred to NATO was still killing people in Kosovo long after the war was gone. And it relates to the 78-day shelling of Serbia and Kosovo that allegedly used depleted uranium, which continued to kill the people to this day. I've got many friends over there, both in England and people that visit there, and they tell me that the death rate is accelerating away. The villages that some of them belong to no longer have the capacity to deal with the dead, so they're having to bury them much further away, which is severe hardship for many of these poor people who can't afford to go and visit their deceased relatives. So that gives you some idea of the level. And the people that are dying are getting younger. And of course, the unborn and the new babies and children are also victims of that. Because the contamination remains in the soil for a half-life of 4.5 billion years. It can never be cleaned up. And I've got a whole file of what was actually fired by what, including who fired the cruise missiles, who fired the shells, the bombs, etc. A very accurate report, and there was a total UN cover-up in relation to that. So the report reads as follows: 9 years after NATO's bombing of Serbia, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is still taking lives in Kosovo, Serbia. Press Online reported the NATO allegedly used shells with depleted uranium, which is still today causing an increase in the number of cancer patients. Prior to 1999, the number of Serbs who suffered from malignant tumours was three times lesser. According to the statistics at the Serbian hospital in Kosovo, in Kosovska Mitrovica, in 2005 there were 38% more cancer patients than in 2004. In those 2 years, a total of 3,500 cancer cases in Kosovo Albanians was diagnosed. Globally, 6 people out of 1,000 suffer from malignant tumours on average. In this particular hospital, there are 200 cancer patients for 1,000. So think about that comparison. 6 people per 1,000 normal, and 200 cancer cases in that area for 1,000. That's a remarkable hike. NATO used weapons banned by international conventions, and it wasn't just what they said. I have a complete list of exactly what was used. After 2000, groups of experts in the Atomic Energy Department tested water, food, air, plants and animals to establish the damage caused by radiation from NATO shells. Beta and gamma radiation was higher than the permissible level, and radiation was discovered in the soil, the water, the plants and the animals. After it gets into the soil, it takes some 250 years for depleted uranium to degrade. That's not quite correct, actually. That's another false information, because it doesn't clear at all. We know the half-life is 4.5 billion years. It can never be cleaned up. A typical example was an A-10 Warthog shell from their Gatling gun, as we call it. One shell had entered into a water tank and just sat in the water tank. That water tank was used in the summer primarily for ice, and so all the villagers were having ice that was contaminated, just to give you some idea of just one simple aspect of the horrors of war. European peace troops who were stationed in Kosovo knew there was a great danger of radiation in these areas. Italian military experts concluded in 2005 that 34 soldiers had died from leukemia and various malignant tumours. Since then, 150 soldiers from Kosovo were sent home. In mid-2000, NATO published a map with 112 marked locations that had been shelled. We've got a break. We'll come back shortly.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Good morning, America. Welcome back to the Peter Eyre Down Under Show, coming to you live from Australia. The time is just after 21:03 here and early morning over there. The telephone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Please feel free to ring in, express your concerns. You can talk about the latest election in America, which has delivered the same president you had before. The guy that promised you change and you never got it. One would wonder what the next 4 years is going to bring you. Just a reminder again, on the Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org, Paul has got some incredible articles, as I have on mine, and Paul in particular, you can access and get a free copy of his newsletter. He's got a wonderful brain for finances and investments, financial investments. And he will tell you, and I will tell you, and many other people, that gold bullion is the way to go, and silver bullion in particular is hiking up at quite a good return. And so please feel free to go on internettruth.org or on my webpage and make some inquiries, and we'll just prove the situation to you. If you don't want to go down that road, then just follow your own intuition, do your own investigations. And either way, you'll find gold is the way to go. Going back to the story again of the Balkans War and the terrible aftermath of that, The report continued that over the 78 days of NATO bombing, a total of 31,000 shells with depleted uranium, which technically is banned by international treaties, were dropped in Kosovo. It is interesting to note that only one country so far has attempted to address this major world EU contamination problem. Belgium voted unanimously on the 22nd of March 2007 to ban EU ammunition from the 20th of June 2009. It was stated that the Belgian Ministry of Defence had said they haven't bought any and won't buy them in the future. The foreign minister was asked whether a ban would be possible. He replied, "We can't do it because NATO and the UN aren't encouraging it. As long as there's no international ban, it isn't possible for a small country like ours to ban them." I would like to change the term ban, because ban is not exactly what we're looking at here, because ban does still allow activities in these WMDs. The true term for is prohibition. So you need to prohibit DU and remove it from the arsenals. The fact that Belgium had embarked on this path was truly a remarkable achievement when you consider that the port of Antwerp has in the past played a major role in both receiving and dispatching weaponry. It is even more remarkable that this small country houses the NATO headquarters in Brussels and is the political headquarters of the alliance and the permanent home of the North Atlantic Council, NATO, as well as US nuclear weapons. Belgium has managed to reach this wonderful decision despite the fact that the Belgian Prime Minister received a call from the US government asking him not to let the ban go through. So there you go, always involvement by other third parties. A lot of money has been spent on poor quality research and propaganda machine to reassure the public that low-level radiation is no threat to health, despite the fact that other independent experts have said the opposite. Here is an extraction from one particular website dated the 5th of February in 2001. The months of bombing of Iraq by US and British planes and cruise missiles has left behind an even more deadly and insidious legacy. Tons of shell casings, bullets and bomb fragments laced with depleted uranium. In all, the US hit Iraqi targets with more than 970 radioactive bombs and missiles. Again, that's an understatement. It was much higher than that. And for more than 10 years later, the health consequences from the radioactive bombing campaign is beginning to come into focus. They are dire, indeed. Iraqi physicians called it the White Death, leukemia. Since 1990, the incident rate of leukemia in Iraq has grown by more than 600%. Think about that. More than 600% hike in leukemia alone. The desert dust carries the death, said Dr. Jawad Al-Ali, an oncologist and member of England's Royal Society of Physicians. Our studies indicate that more than 40% of the population around Basra will get cancer. More than 40%. We're living through our own Hiroshima. This is part of a larger horror inflicted on Iraq that sees as many as 180 children dying every day from cancer-related illnesses. 180 children every day, according to the mortality figures compiled by UNICEF. So much for humanitarian involvement, eh? So what is the future for places like Gaza and all the people in that region? The coming months and years will reveal the truth through medical statistics and by taking further samples from victims, bomb sites and fragments. Will the IDF be forced to admit that it used such weapons on both Lebanon in 2006 and in Gaza in 2008 and 9? I don't think we're likely to see that. Will NATO admit to using weapons of mass destruction, including low-yield nuclear weapons, in all areas of conflict, especially in Libya? Again, I don't think so. In conclusion, I would like to remind you of the more recent Libyan conflict that has that left that country in the same state of health, and one will soon see the outcome of NATO attacks on that country, which was apparently a humanitarian war. I would like to point out that prior to the invasion, and it was an invasion, it should be noted that the rebel army and the various aid agencies, which are infiltrated with spies, gave a figure of around 5,000 people dying, 5,000 dead, pre the attack. According to the doctored report by the rebel army and other false charities, what has happened since that false report is that after the war, immediately after the attacks, over 50,000 had died, and the country was totally contaminated with depleted uranium and low-yield nuclear weapons. Millions will now die a very painful death as a direct result of this radioactive contamination, and many unborn babies and young children will succumb to this deadly trend. I'd like to reiterate again that I have a photograph of a Rafael French fighter leaving its air base in France, tracking out over the Mediterranean with one nuclear weapon slung on its center pod. That same aircraft was photographed in flight refueling with the bomb still there, and then it was continued on to Libya. I have a picture of a phenomenal explosion which looks appears to be of thermonuclear capability. And, of course, the aircraft returned without the weapon. So, once again, we're seeing nuclear weapons used in the current theatres of war. And we discussed this on air during one of my last shows, where I asked people, when did they think nuclear weapons were last used? And, of course, everyone thinks of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And that's an absolute lie, because they were used in Iraq. Several were used in the Torabora Mountains in Afghanistan, and no doubt they're going to turn up in the next conflicts, which obviously could be Syria, and God help us if they do strike Iran. This will be one of the most catastrophic events this world has ever witnessed, because when you use depleted uranium and low-yield weapons on nuclear facilities, you're going to have the entire Middle East contaminated, covering from Turkey through to India, from the Caspian down to the Horn of Africa within 4 days, around Europe between 9 and 10 days, and the rest of the world within a month. And as I repeated 2 nights ago, I have graphs that prove that these theatres of war are delivering radioactive nanoparticles, millions of them, to other environments. And after shock and awe in Baghdad, the graph in outer London, on the outskirts of London, gave a DU reading off the scale. And the British government kept that secret. However, we were able to get the graph under the secrets, under the Freedom of Information Act. The particular graph was missing because Halliburton were involved in that particular project. And so eventually Dr. Chris Busby, a wonderful scientist that deals with low-level radiation in the EU, was able to access the file, and he gladly passed that file on to me. So the evidence is there. Now the British government have been caught with their pants down because they deceived the members of Parliament when they gave reference to depleted uranium, and the current Minister of Defence had to make a full apology in Parliament about misleading members of Parliament on the effects of depleted uranium. And the previous Minister of Defence, Dr. Liam Fox, I got a letter from him sent to another politician that was leaked to me, that makes it quite clear that he accepts the world's concern about the UN. He said that it's a wonderful product and we will continue to use it to protect our men in the battlefield. And so it was just written off that way. So that's the name of the game. We're super hypocritical in trying to stop Iran from having nuclear weapons. But we didn't do anything with Pakistan when they did the same. We did nothing with India when they did the same. We said nothing when Israel paired up with South Africa and created their own nuclear bombs, 10 of them, test firing one of them, and nothing was said, and that was totally legal under the UN radar. And so this is the hypocrisy of how our politicians run. And then, as I pointed out before, when Saddam Hussein used chemical and biological warfare on the Kurds in Kurdistan, he also used those same chemical weapons, including VX gas, on the Iranians in the 1980s on the Iraq-Iran war, which was started for no reason whatsoever. It was fully supported by the US and the UK, and they were hoping, of course, that Iraq would win, which they didn't. It was totally unprovoked, and many poor innocent people died horrible deaths from them. And those chemical weapons, including VX gas, and the laboratories in Iraq were paid for, and in our case, the UK, we built the laboratories for Saddam Hussein, and your country, my country, and many European countries, Japan, South Africa, were all part and parcel in giving them the chemical and biological warfare materials. And we also gave them assistance and parts that would have made them capable of, making nuclear bombs. So such is the hypocrisy of this world, and we're still at war for reasons we don't know. Our soldiers, our gallant soldiers, who believe they're patriots for your country and my country, are dying like flies for no other reason than their own self-greed for acquisition of natural resources in all those theatres of war. So, enough said of that. We'll change the topic. Please ring in. I really do want to hear from you. I know you're listening, and maybe what I'm saying is interesting. You don't want to interrupt me. I would much rather have you online and discuss whatever is concerned to you. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And some of those truckies that have been on before, you're welcome to come back and have a long chat. It's far better to be driving and having a conversation to keep your mind active and stop you nodding off at the wheel. I'm not sure what the brake status is now. Maybe RBN can give me a prompt if we're coming up for a break before I start the next story. Oh, we got, okay, thanks for that. We got a couple of minutes to go for that. I did touch base on my day show with Paul Brockton, and I won't start this side of the break, but I'll just introduce you that there was a Chinook helicopter crash that was in transit from Northern Ireland during the Troubles there, and was flying to a secret location in Scotland, and it ploughed into the hillside in the Mulbrook Entire on a very short transition across the water. The crew of that aircraft were blamed for the accident, i.e. pilot error. The helicopter was carrying 25 of Britain's best Secret Service people, military intelligence senior officers, Northern Ireland police senior officers, just the best one could expect. And the first thing that I became suspect was is that I know, being civil and ex-military, you never put a whole pile of high-level dignitaries on the same flying machine. And so that drew my attention to that. And then when they blamed the crew, who I knew were a very good special ops crew, that there was something amiss, and I started my own inquiry, having worked with helicopters for a long time in my life, and I realized that none of this added up. And so after the break, I'll just run through that story again briefly. Okay, the break is coming up now, and thank you for listening today. Oh, we still got a minute and a... Oh, the wonders of communications. Okay, that I carried out, there was a new inquiry, and before the new inquiry was completed, I decided to submit my own inquiry, and I retraced every aspect of that flight, and none of it gelled at all. The discrepancies I will discuss after the break, but what I found quite alarming was that the relatives of the crews and the deceased wanted to take civil action in the civil court, and our government paid each relative $500,000 each. And there's another clue that it was obviously a cover-up. Now the break, and we'll see you on the other side shortly.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Welcome back, America. This is Peter Eyre calling you from the Peter Eyre Down Under Show, live from Australia. Just coming up to the first hour of the show, another hour to go. The lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Please feel free to ring in, change the topic, talk about anything, or even ridicule me if you wish. I'll take it on the chin. That's what live radio is all about. The more questions asked that are unprepared, I think, really does bring out the authenticity of the Truth Radio. Just back to the helicopter incident, the Chinook helicopter that crashed, I decided and notified the relevant inquiry board that I was going to pursue this and put it, submit my own report, having been an expert in helicopter operations in particular. And some of the discrepancies that came out, one particular incident that comes to mind was that a member of parliament was discussing the loss of the aircraft and confirmed to the House, the members of parliament, that only one Chinook or helicopter was flying at that particular time that had left Northern Ireland airspace and was tracking over to Scottish airspace. That in actual fact was a lie, because when I started writing stories about this Chinook crash and doing my inquiry, I received a whistleblower call from someone that lived on the northern coastline of Northern Ireland and said that he was driving along the coastal road and coming from the direction of Belfast Airport was a Chinook helicopter that flew extremely low over his car and headed out over the sea. That same helicopter was heard somewhere else, which means that it altered course and appeared to be tracking in the same direction as the one that was that crashed. So there was a connection between the two there. The man also described it me to the Chinook with to me very clearly and said there was no way in the world it was under standard Royal Air Force colours or even Black Operations colours. This helicopter had a unique colour camouflage that he believed that it was an American Chinook. And I later found out that the US Navy SEALs had been operating out of a military base near where the helicopter crashed, which is called RAF Macrihenish. And they happened to be there at this particular time, and also was a very secret missile program, a hyperspeed missile program where they were test firing hyperspeed missiles. So there was lots of secretive things going on in the Mull of Kintyre. Then, as I delved more into this, I looked at the weather at the time. And although it was a relatively low cloud base, it was nothing abnormal for military and civil helicopters to fly under. Some of the yachtsmen that were nearby where the helicopter crashed stipulated that they could actually see the coast of Northern Ireland in the distance, and they actually saw the Chinook flying towards them, and the sun was breaking cloud intermittently and glistened onto the canopy in the cockpit as it approached them, and then of course it disappeared into the mist. So I started to follow this through, looked at the way it was prepared prior to the flight. The crew had done. We've got a break coming up, folks, so I'll continue the story after this.